Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
If we can, just take a moment. Kerry, I'm sure you've spotted this one. The petition against Shell's surveying the East Coast.
Yo, Darren.
So
yo.
Tell us, how does this make you feel?
I mean, obviously I'm talking on behalf of myself here. I'm not representing anyone's company.
Never ever have you spoken for a group of people, Kerry. We're quite aware that it's all only you.
Yeah.
We get that.
Yes.
You never have to add that.
What in the actual hell? Like what in 2021, after everything that's happening, who goes and signs off that says yes? Let's go to our coastline and seismically blast to check for oil. I mean, we are moving. Are we not moving towards...
We're checking for oil and gas, by the way. If we get gas, then we don't have to burn coal, which means we don't destroy the environment.
Okay, Darren.
I'm just... No, devil's,
okay,
devil's
I know, I'm sure that this is definitely coming from a good intention place. I'm sure that whoever's deciding to do seismic blasting on our coast, the wild coast, by the way, you know where people go and they watch whales and dolphins and you go diving and all of that. Yeah, let's just go and rattle that cage. And it's for a good purpose. I'm sure no one's going to be making one cent out of this.
You know what? That moment where you switch on the kettle and it doesn't work, or your TV doesn't work, or your cell phone tower doesn't work, or the robots don't work, or you have no electricity, you suddenly realize, wow, this stuff called electricity is pretty important in my life. So until we come up with alternatives,
we don't have much electricity at the moment anyway. So I am quite used to no electricity, Darren. Like, I get what you're saying. I do get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I do. At the same time, there has to be other ways to do it.
Kerry Miller, I'm not going to delve into the actual...
No doubt.
Your thinking right now and what Darren is saying. Because both of you are making good points. So well done on both of you.
By the way, I'm playing devil's advocate. Okay. I'm actually on Kerry's side of this one.
We all are.
No, everyone's on the same
what
side.
What I want to know is, in this country... Mm-hmm. Petitions, have they ever worked?
Yeah, it didn't help us with Costa Semenya.
No, because listen, I've received the link to this petition because you have to share for you to sign it.
I did, yeah?
More than 100. But what I'm saying is, how much weight or value is that
signature? Once you get 150, it it apparently gets leveled up.
Apparently.
I'll say apparently. At the moment, we're on 99,100
signatures. 55,000. We can do that. Guys, go sign the petition if you want them to stop blasting off the West Coast, which I think everyone does.
Mm. So just quickly, do you know what seismic blasting is?
Tell us.
So I'm just going to read this quickly. So it's
Can I give you a layman's understanding?
Yeah, but this is pretty layman.
No,
Hold on.
Can correct me.
Okay, all right.
So to anyone listening right now, if somebody said, what's seismic blasting?
Yeah.
Seismic blasting is making massive explosions off the coast, and those shockwaves will bounce off in a different way from what is under the earth. So if there's gas, it will bounce back in a certain way, and if it's oil, it'll bounce back in a certain way, and if it's just shale, it'll bounce back in a certain way, and then they'll know whether we should or should not drill. So it's a less invasive technique of finding out if there's resources there that we can mine than actually digging into the ground.
Yeah, so it's a less invasive way, except that is the loudest human sound that is possibly able to make. So we get the loudest human sound that we've been able to get. We blast that into under the ocean every 10 seconds, it says. Yeah. And as Darren was saying, measures the echoes coming back.
Yeah.
But without a doubt, not just disturbing or injuring, but killing the marine wildlife as well as the ocean floor, because those are blasts.
Yeah.
They're blasts. And every time that powerful shockwave is sent out, it's like sending a massive wave underneath the ocean. And then it gets carried on in the tides. So it spreads just crazy. It says here that the blasts reach more than 250 decibels. And so it's saying here, hearing loss for animals, disturbing feeding and breeding, as well as obviously everything.
So slightly
under
more disturbing
the water
than a neighbor doing renovations.
So like a neighbor doing reservations, what's it called?
Renovations
all the time.
Your neighbors do that a lot. Yeah.
Yeah, I realize that. I just.
Kerry, you know what? I hear what you're saying. I think we've seen it. It's on our radar. We'll get spokespersons from both sides, and then we can decide. Fair enough.
Oh, yeah, obviously they're going to have, I mean, someone from Shell needs to be able to explain where they're coming from and say, like, this is why this is better
for
us.
We need environmentalists as well.
Yeah.
And I think first prize would be if we could get Minister Mia Motley, the Barbados Prime Minister, who spoke at COP26. Oh, my word, what an inspirational speech. If you find that on the socials, go for that one. But yeah, we'll find. We'll
it's
get
horrific. It's disgusting. It's horrific.
Yeah. And you can interview them, Kerry.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.